Most people think that lighting a candle is not a big deal, and for most, it isn't. But for one radioactive producer, lighting a candle meant losing her home and changing the way her family sees her. Dulce Salcedo shares her story.
When my husband died, I knew in that moment that my life was going to change, that everything wasn't going to be the same no more. I still remember that day, it was just yesterday. After I finished my school project, I started to burn pictures of my dad. He left us. I lay down and went to sleep. And I also had candles around my room. The ashes wasn't all the way out. You could still see the red stuff on them. I didn't think it would burn down the whole room, but it did. When I wake up in my room and I saw the fire, I knew that I was going to die, that this was the end of my story. The next thing, I saw my brother come in to save me. He grabbed my arm and said, "Let's go." When I saw my brother coming up the stairs, I didn't know that he cared that much to come and save me. He would always tell me he hated me, that he wishes I was dead.
All your life, you told me you hated me. You said you wanted me dead. You said you wanted me gone. Why did you run and save me?
Well, I didn't want to lose you because I thought that we really get along sometimes, but we get mad at each other for some reasons, and sometimes I start it, sometimes you take it too far, and I just didn't want to lose those memories and all the laughs and funs that we had. So that's why I ran up there to get you.
I asked my brother how did he feel when he found out that I was okay. But knowing my brother, he's not going like talking about his feelings. So I had to ask him as a third person.
I felt happy that I didn't lose her and that she was going to be okay, and that my family wouldn't be worried all day and praying for her. But I felt really good that she's still alive.
It made me feel happy that he cared about me, that he really never did hate me. But there's no day that I don't feel that this is my fault, that I can't ever do anything right. There are days that I could cry myself to sleep. There are nights that I wouldn't go to sleep. There are nights that I don't have any tears to cry. But I always have the feeling that I let my family down. It's never too easy to start all over again. And my family thinks by making jokes around it's helping me, but it made me feel worse. They didn't lose their stuff. It was only me and my older sister that lost everything that we had. The day after the fire, we went back. We went to get our stuff. I ran up to my room. I could feel my heart stop a beat. I was in the middle of the room. The next thing I knew, I fell down on my knees, started to cry, and feel that, what have I done? This is the worst thing I could ever done, forgetting to turn off my candles. But I know that I had to be strong for my family, not just my family, but myself too. My mom told me once that life is like swimming. If I stopped swimming, I would drown in my tears. I have told myself that I'm not going to drown. For Radioactive, I am Dulce Salcedo.